بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. امیر المؤمنین حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ فرماتے تھے، لوگوں پر ایک ایسا وقت آئے گا کہ اس میں برائی کو برا کہنے والے تمام لوگوں کے دسویں حصے سے بھی کم ہوں گے. حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ سے they will donate time. How many time over the people? When those people who will prevent from evil, nahi and munkar, and they will be less than 1/10 of the people of the community. They will be less than 1/10. Duty of amr bil maruf and nahi and munkar, commanding what is righteousness and prohibiting evil. It is part of tabligh. There are many different branches of tabligh, and everyone is commanded in the Quran and in the Hadith to carry out the duty of amr bil maruf, nahi anil munkar. And the first target of one's tabligh is your own family. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O people of Iman, save yourselves. First Allah Ta'ala say yourselves. Be careful about yourself. Make tabligh your own self. And then, next, your family. Save them from the fire. And that was the first tabligh which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or which Allah Ta'ala imposed on our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When he was appointed the Nabi, Allah Ta'ala said, وَأَنْذِرْ أَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, that warn your close relatives, family people. First, they are your first target of your tabligh, are your close people, your relatives, your family, your wife, your children, and your other relatives. So the Ali radiallahu anhu said that there will come a time when in the community less than 1/10 of the people will be engaging in this duty of amr bil maruf nahi anil munkar. Aur uske baad ye daswa hissa bhi chala jayega, and thereafter soon even this tenth will disappear. To phir koi bhi burai ko bura kehne wala na rahega. Then there will not remain anyone to remind others or to warn others about evil. Yes, there will be some, there will be amr bil maruf, in other words, only what is good, in goodness, or the, which will not annoy people. They will speak about such topics only. And where there is fear of cultivating the displeasure of the people, then they will maintain silence, and that is, that will be the disease of the learned people also. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrating a hadith, one is told the people, addressed them and said, كَيْفَ أَنْتُمْ إِذَا لَبِسَتْكُمْ فِتْنَةٌ يَحْرُمُ فِيَا الْكَبِيرُ وَيَرْمُ فِيَا الْصَغِيرُ. He said, what will be your condition? He's telling the people, what will be your condition when you will be enveloped by a fitna, such a fitna that your elderly ones will become senile. The elderly ones will become senile. Their akal will not function correctly. And the young ones among you will become old before the age. That we see in these times, how people, spiritually also and physically also, how quickly they age, how amount of sicknesses among people, young people nowadays. Former days, you find people 70, 80, 90 years of age, they were healthy and they were strong, but now they're all on a decline. The elderly ones, those who are supposed to be the leaders in the community, they will become senile. Talk nonsense, lot of futile things and nonsensical things. This fit because of this fitna. وَيَتَّخِذَ النَّاسُ سُنَّةً, and this fitna the people will regard as sunnatan, bid'at. The bid'at will become so rampant and so entrenched amongst the people that they will regard that as a sunnah. لا تركت فيها منها شيء كلا تركت السنة. And if anything is left out from that bid'ah, that fitna of that bid'ah, then the people will say the sunnah has been left out. The lives of the people all over the world in the ummah, from birth to death, full of bid'ah, all customs and customs and customs, having no substantiation, no basis in the sunnah, no basis in the sharia. So the people قالوا متى ذاك, they ask, Abdullah ibn Abi Nas, when will such a time come? It was difficult for the Sahaba and the Tabi'in to understand it. When will such a time come? So he says, إذا ذهبت علماءكم, when your ulama disappear. He says, ulama, the true ulama, the pious ulama. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, يذهب الصالحون الأول فالأول. That the salihun, referring to the pious people, the awliya and the ulama, will in quick succession, one after the other, they will depart away from this dunya. Until there will be nothing, none of these people will be left. وَتَبْقَى خُفَالَةٌ. And then the khufala will remain. Khufala means rubbish. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, then the rubbish will remain. The rubbish will remain كَخُفَالِ التَّمْرِ of a sha'ir. Just as a chaff and waste matter of date and barley, that will remain. لَا يُبَالِيهُ لُبَالَةً. Allah Ta'ala will have no care whatsoever for them. So this will, so he says, when your ulama disappear, he says, إِذَا ذَهَبَتْ ulama'ukum, وَقَرَّتْ قُرَّاءُكُمْ. When your ulama disappear and your qaris become abundant, now it's, where is so much kirat and kirat competition, all fasiks and fajir qaris coming, shaving beardless chaps coming, reciting kirat and having functions and competitions, making a mockery of the Quran. Quran is an object for competition. So the hadith says, إِذَا ذَهَبَتْ عُلَمَاءُكُمْ, when your ulama disappear, they leave this dunya, وَكَثُرَ الْقُرَاءُكُمْ, and your qaris will become in abundance, وَقَلَّ الْفُقَهَاءُكُمْ, and your fuqaha, those ulama of understanding will be rare, they'll be rare, وَكَثُرَ الْأُمَرَاءُكُمْ, and your rulers will be in abundance. And the civil services in these days, so much, thousands and thousands are in the civil service. وَقَلَّتْ مُوَنَاؤُكُمْ, and your trustworthy people will be extremely rare. وَأُلْتُمَسَتِ الدُّنْيَا بِأَمَلِ الْآخِرَةِ, and the dunya will be pursued, they will search the dunya with an amal of the akhirat. There's a deed which belongs to the akhirat. They will practice that deed for the sake of the dunya. And that is a speciality of the mawlis and the sheikhs of this age, where they justify all their bid'ah and their haram with the Quran and the hadith. Well, ultimately, to fuqaha ghayri deen, and knowledge of the deen will be pursued for what? For purposes other than the deen. Not for the sake of the deen, but for the sake of the dunya. So that is when Amr, is a time we will find that Amr bin Maruf, that thing, Nahi al Munkar, is abandoned. Even the learned people nowadays, they have completely abandoned Amr bin Maruf and Nahi al Munkar. That is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warning them and said, الساكت عن حق الشيطان أخرس. The one who maintains silence when the haq is trampled upon, when the haq is being abused, then he is a dumb shaitan. Nabi doesn't say he is like a shaitan. Nabi says he is a dumb shaitan. وَإِسْ قَرْنِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَلَىٰ عَنْ فَرْمَاتِ تَي مومن کا حق پر ہونا اس کے لئے دنیا میں کوئی دوست نہیں چھوڑتا. وَإِسْ قَرْنِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَلَىٰ عَنْ. That when a mu'min is on the haq, the haq does not leave for him any friend. Like as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said about Umar, رحم الله عمر, may Allah have mercy on Umar, ما ترك الحق ما أترك الحق له من صديق. That the hawk has not left any friend for him. And Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه, that time of Sahaba, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the hawk has not left any friend for him because he was so forthright and so straightforward. And his Amr bin Ma'ruf is famous for his Amr bin Ma'ruf and his Nahi and Munkar, that everyone fled from, they discarded him. They did not want to befriend Hazrat Umar رضي الله عنه. So Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, may Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon him. So the Uwais Karim Ahmadullah said that the hawk does not leave a friend for a person who practices Amr bin Ma'ruf, Nahi an Munkar. Aur jab bhi koi shakhs logo ko nek baat ki hidayat karta hai aur burai se rokta hai to usko bari bari tohmatein lagate hain aur uski izzat kharab karte hain. When a person practices correctly on Amr bin Ma'ruf, commanding righteousness and preventing people from evil, then they slander that person and they create problems for him. They try to ruin and wreck his reputation. So this is the natural consequence of Amr bin Ma'ruf. When a person practices Amr bin Ma'ruf, Nahi anil Munkar, then you must expect to be criticized. It's not possible to proclaim the Haq and not be criticized. There has not been a Nabi who was not branded a madman, was not branded a sorcerer, was not branded as a magician, but that is a natural consequence of practicing Amr bil Ma'ruf, Nahi anil Munkar, and this is an obligation upon everyone. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kullukum ra'in, every one of you is a shepherd, wa kullukum mas'un an rayatikum, and everyone will be questioned about his flock. Everyone has got a flock, everyone has got a family, everyone has subordinates under him, and it is the duty of everyone to call that person and give to nasihat to the one who is within your jurisdiction. By maintaining silence, the punishment is severe, not only in this dunya, even in the akhirat.